Praise the Lord. What a great evening to be together in the house of the Lord, worshiping, surrendering our lives, presenting ourselves before the Lord with our families. It's a wonderful day to serve the Lord. The message tonight is pray for rain. And I trust your hearts will be open to receive the word of God tonight. And maybe you need some rain on your life, spiritual rain, the blessing of heaven, the presence of God. Let's take a look at the word of God tonight. 1 Kings 17:1. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to King Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, except at my word." No dew nor rain, except at my word. You know, I read this verse for years, and I thought it said, there will be no dew nor rain these years except at thy word. But Elijah, it was according to my word. There will be no dew or rain according to my word. Well, wasn't it God's word? Yes, it was, but Elijah initiated this, and God said, I'm willing to move and in my timing bring forth this word in the land. Maybe God will use us to bind some things on earth and loose some things on earth and bring forth the will of God. My word, thy word, how does that happen? Elijah prayed. He knew the Bible and he knew the condition of the land. He knew that Israel had forsaken the Lord, and they were now serving the Baal gods, the idols of the world, the idols of the heathen. Baal was the god of rain. He was the god of agriculture and fruitful fields, and the people were worshiping this imposter. And Elijah said, I've got to pray. I want to bring an end to this. I want to bring change. I want the word of the Lord in the land. He knew the scriptures like Leviticus 20:16, 19-20. Where God said, if you forsake me, he said, I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Deuteronomy 28:23, and your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. Elijah said, I need to pray and bring God's word into the land that the rain from heaven be stopped and the land turned to dust and powder to break the pride, to break the self-sufficiency, to break the independent spirit and the godless and careless spirit that has come on the people of God, the land of Israel. He prayed. James 5:17 says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed earnestly. He prayed in praying. There is praying, and then there is praying earnestly, pouring out desperate prayers, crying out to God. And as he prayed, one day God said, the prayer is answered. It's time. The fulfillment is here. You go and stand before King Ahab, and you say, no dew, no rain, except at my word. Many of God's servants and people pray for rain. I wonder how many pray that it rain not. But maybe the rain not is as important as the rain. Maybe we need a downturn before we get an upturn. Pride and self-sufficiency in our own way. Maybe we need a downturn before we get an upturn. And if that is needed, so be it. I remind you tonight of the prodigal son. He needed a downturn before he got an upturn. He needed pride broken, his waywardness broken, before the blessing of the Lord could come upon his life. And we read about it in Luke chapter 15, verses 13-17. The prodigal son went out from the father's house went out from the presence of the Lord to take his wasteful years in the world. It says, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living, wasteful, wayward, godless living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, this son had to come to the end of himself before he came to himself. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? And the next verse says, I will arise and go to my father. Sometimes we need a downturn before we get an upturn to break the pride, to break the waywardness of the heart. The prodigals come home. Now this father was praying for this son, but I wonder what that father was praying. I don't think that father was praying, Lord, bless my son wherever he is. That father was praying for famine. That father was praying that it rain not, that the fountain of sinful pleasures would dry up for that son, that he would feel hunger, that he would feel thirst, that he would feel broken, that he would feel the wretchedness of his soul and come to his senses, come to himself and say, I will arise and go to my father. That father was praying that that son would, his pride would be broken and he would return back to you. Hosea chapter 6, 1 to 3, come and let us return to the Lord. They'd forsaken him, they'd walked away. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, he knows how to deal with us, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. The King James Bible says, let us follow on to know the Lord. Let us follow on now. The Lord has stricken. The Lord has smitten. The Lord has dealt with us. He's showing us our reed nature. Now let's get the rock nature into us. Let's pursue. Let's follow the Lord. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. The latter, the autumn rains, and the former, the spring rains. He will come to us like the rain. He will come to us like the rain. Once we follow after him and once we pursue him and seek him, after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, 2 days, 3 days. It's always the principle of death, burial, and resurrection. 2 days, death and burial, and the third day, resurrection, we rise to live in his power. God says, I need the cross principle on my people. I need the three-day experience upon them at all times, that they die to self and live to Christ. They die to the old man. They die to the world and the old ways, and they live, and they look to live in the power of Jesus Christ, the resurrection life of God. Hallelujah. The power of God. The power of God. Let us follow on to know the Lord. There's a difference between saved and between following on to know the Lord. It's one thing to be saved. It's another thing to follow on, to press on, to know the Lord. God says, If you do, I will come to you as the rain. I will come as the blessing. I will come upon your life and give you fruitfulness and give you strength and give you blessing. James chapter 5, again, 16 now. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much, avails much. He prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Rain not. Now on Mount Carmel, the people had repented and called out on God, and he began to call for the rain. And the Bible shows us how he prayed. He cast his face between his knees, a 7 times prayer, prevailing earnest prayer, until the cloud formed the size of a man's hand out over the Mediterranean. And he knew the Lord's answer had come. The Lord had said to him, "Go show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth. I will send rain." He had a promise. The barrenness is over. The famine is over. God is going to bring rain. But it didn't mean he could sit back and say, "Whatever will be. Let the will of God be done." He began to pray and intercede. He prayed the 7 times prayer, intercession and seeking God. And the rains came. The rains came. Zechariah 10:1, "Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain." The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. God says, "Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain." That is our responsibility, to call out for rain, to call out for the blessing of God. And the Lord says he will give showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. You say, "Can I pray for rain? I'm not an Elijah." Are you sure? Maybe God wants to use you in your life in some miraculous, remarkable way, that you'll cause it to rain not in certain prayer times, and you'll cause it to rain as you come out of other prayer times. The Lord is encouraging us. He said Elijah had the same nature as we do. He had the same human nature, the same infirmities, the same spiritual warfare, the same ambivalence at times, doubts and anxieties and fears that plagued him and came against him. But he prayed earnestly, and God sent the rain. God's encouraging us. He said, "That's what I want you to be like. I want to give you some victories. I want to give you some breakthrough. I want to give you some miracle results in life as well." But it belongs to those who pray. The holy people, the surrendered people, the praying people get the rain. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, accomplishes much. If it was only for Elijah, God would have said, "The effectual fervent prayer of an Elijah accomplished much." But he said, "Of a righteous man," and then he gave us Elijah as an example. But God wants us to put our name in there. The effective fervent prayer, put your name in there, avails much. God will give you victory. God will send rain. Now, what is the rain? What can we expect from God? I have 5 quick things from the Word of God tonight. Number one, the rain is the felt presence of God. The felt presence of God. Psalm 72, 6-7. "He," that is the Lord, "shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days, the righteous shall flourish, and abundance of peace until the moon is no more," until the end of time. This is God's promise. He will come down like rain. His presence, in his days we will flourish. The felt presence of God is so precious to each one of us. There is the omnipresence of God. "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." But that's the general presence of God that's with us all the time, whether we feel it or not. But I like the felt presence of God. Christian life is different when you live it in the felt presence of God, when you are clothed with the warmth of his presence. What a blessing. God says, "That's rain. I'll bring that upon your life. Ask of the Lord rain." Lord, I want to live in your felt presence. I want to feel your warmth. I want to feel your presence surrounding me all day long, all night long. God says, "That is my reward for my people that seek me." Number two, righteousness, rightness, and right ways. Ask for rain. Righteousness and rightness and right ways. Hosea 10:12. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. God wants to rain righteousness upon us from heaven. Rightness, right ways, right manners, right decision making, right behaviors. Truth is, we'll never really desire to be wise until we know just how close we are to being a fool. You will never really desire to be wise until you know how close you are to being a fool. It's a fine line between a wise and a fool. A person who walks in right paths, in righteousness, in the wisdom of God. It's a fine line between a wise and a fool. Some people think the line is broad, it's wide, but it's not. It's a fine line when moral purity is on the line. It's a fine line when a financial decision is on the line. It's a fine line when a conversation is in play. It's a fine line between obedience and disobedience. Often it's just a moment. God says, I want to rain righteousness on you. I want to rain wisdom. I want to rain right ways on you so you walk in the ways of the Lord. Ask of the Lord wisdom, and he will give it to you. Number three, divine favor, the rain of heaven, the blessing of the Lord. Divine favor, the blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 16:15 says, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. God's favor is like rain, and he wants to bring it on our lives. Ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Lord, divine favor, blessing on my life, blessing on my family, blessing on my occupation and my future and what I put my hands to. Divine favor. This is the latter rain, this cloud of God's favor. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. God wants to increase his people. God wants to bless us, strengthen us, encourage our spirit, build us up, grow us up from glory to glory. Blessing of the Lord. Bible says that the Lord blessed Abraham. It was the blessing of God, and all the people could see it. The world people could see the blessing of God on Abraham, his wisdom, his holiness, his righteousness, his acts and his doings. There was a blessing on Abraham and his family, his household, and all that he had, all his servants, cattle, everything he had, and the people saw it. The Lord blessed Abraham. Then the Bible says the Lord blessed Isaac, and Isaac got so blessed that the Philistines envied him, the world envied him. What kind of a God does he have? Who is this God, Jehovah? They were envious at the prosperity, at the blessing, at the words of his mouth, at the command of his spirit, at the demeanor of the man, and how his family walked in the earth. God blessed Jacob. The Bible says concerning Joseph that the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. God wants to show himself through our lives. The kind of God that we have compared to the idols of the heathen and the ways of the world. What kind of God do we have? Well, we walk in righteousness. Our families are in order. We're worshipful. We're holy. We have integrity. We carry respect. We walk in the wisdom of the Lord. This is the reign of heaven. Number four, living truths, living words, Deuteronomy 32, 1-2, give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. The rain of heaven are living truths, are living words from God. Scriptures that jump off the pages. Some people treat this like a dry old book, but when you're anointed with the rain of heaven, these words are jumping off the page and they're burning in your heart because the rain of heaven has come and you hear the word of the Lord. You hear the living words of God in your life. You know, the dew comes miraculously. The word of the Lord in our lives and his direction, it doesn't always come with great announcement, great fanfare, but all of a sudden it's like the dew. You wake up and it's there, and you're refreshed and full of life because the word of God is alive in you. Number five, final point. Let's have the worship team come. Spiritual warriors, highly anointed sons and daughters. That's the reign of heaven, spiritual warriors, highly anointed sons and daughters. Psalm 110, verse 3 says, your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. That is, they're volunteering for the army of the Lord. These are the spiritual warriors. Your people shall be willing in the day of your power. They're going to be the volunteers as you muster your army in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. You have the dew of your youth. The sons and daughters of God are like dew upon the land. This reign are spiritual warriors, highly anointed sons and daughters. Sons and daughters that glisten as the dew. As the Son of Righteousness rises each morning with healing in his rays. The sons and daughters of the righteous, and all of us, because we're sons and daughters of God, we rise out of the stillness, we rise out of the darkness of the night, and we are anointed by the power of God. And all of us sparkle like precious gems and carry the beauty of the diamonds as we walk out every day in this world. We're different. We're anointed. We're highly anointed sons and daughters of God. And each day we rise out of the stillness, the darkness. We come out of the womb of the morning, so to speak, and we're filled with the power of God. And we go out and cover the land with the glory of God. We speak words of righteousness. Praise and worship are coming off of our lips all day long. Prayers are being shot out all day long. We get a word in where we can to give the gospel of Christ. Our sons and daughters are principled. They're faithful. They're holy. They're pure. They walk with God. Pray for rain. Pray for rain. Ask of the Lord rain. God says, this is the rain. This is the rain I want to bring upon your land, upon your life, upon the kingdom of God. Well, let's close out with Ezekiel 34. How beautiful is this? Verses 23 to 28. This is the Lord, our Father, speaking. He says, I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. There's only one servant David he's talking about now, and that's the greater King David, Jesus Christ our Lord. He says, I'm going to establish one shepherd over my people, and he will feed them, my servant Jesus, the great King David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant Jesus, David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them, my people, and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them. And they shall no longer be a prey for the nations, nor shall beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and no one shall make them afraid. Let's stand tonight in the house of the Lord. Let's offer ourselves. We've got a great shepherd to lead us, to guide us. He said, I'm going to cause showers of blessing to come down for my people. Let's open up our hearts and our spirit, the land of our life. Ask for rain tonight. Ask for the blessings of the Lord. Take the promise of God. Plead the promise of God. And in these days, let's receive what the Lord wants to give and do in our lives.